prowlers or something like that?
Well, I was thinking about poor whites. What would they, what would other white people
call them? Some of them call them scum.
What would Negroes call them? I wonder.
I don't know. One time, I heard an old sister say that there was a Negro around the house, and she went out there with a pistol, and she was going to shoot him. And he said, "Oh, don't do that, missus. I just putting a spell on you." He's mad at him, and he's going to put a spell on him. And he's sticking little sticks in the ground. They used to have an idea they could cast spells on folks. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a word, ever hear poor whites called peckerwoods?
I've heard that, I've heard of people doing it, but I never did. I read Uncle Tom's Cabin.
And how about Hoosiers? Country Hoosiers?
Yeah, I've heard of Hoosier, and I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
And what is the white race generally called? You call a black man Negro, a white man, he belongs to what race?
We're the Anglo-Saxon race.
Caucasian, right?
Yeah.
Is that word used seriously, or?
Well, I don't know how far this has gone. I honestly believe there's a great difference. I think they have the capacity of learning. You know, if I can remember, I don't know if I remember that trace or not. There's a Semitic line, an Indo-European line of people. And then there's a black race in Australia. And in Australia, that black race in Australia, it's harder to get the lineage out of the blood than it is this black race here. Because it'll be 4 or 5 generations it'll come out. It'll come out in this race too, the mulatto, but the male predominates. If he is white, there'll be more white in the person. If the female is white, there'll be more black.
What is a child born of, say,
mulatto?
Mulatto.
And that song, "The Yellow Rose of Texas," wasn't a thing in the world but a song to a mulatto.
Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm. They were pretty too, some of them.
They
were kind of cream colored. They come out until, and it'll show right here. There'll be a little black along in the finger. And maybe when it's not anywhere else. And it's showing the hair. And I taught 2 pupils that truly had it in. But it was 2 or 3 generations back. So there you are, the sins of the father and mother, all the sins of father, sure of issued on the children. And they had wigs, this girl would wear bonnet all the time. Then the child's not to blame.